It's time for City Beat, your source for all the latest news on the city of Thompson, only on 1029 CHTM, your radio station.
Good morning and welcome to City Beat here on 1029 CHTM. I'm Nabby Ball, and joining me this morning over the phone is Mayor Colleen Smook. How are you doing today, Colleen?
I guess I'm doing fine. I saw our first few snowflakes fly today. I think we've done pretty good to wait till the middle of October to get them.
Yeah, definitely. How was your Thanksgiving long weekend?
Actually, I had a A&W burger for my Thanksgiving day as I was taking a grandson down to visit his mom in Winnipeg, and we were on our way home. So he had a good visit with his mom, and I had a quiet weekend just relaxing and visiting some Thompson friends in Winnipeg. So it was sort of cool.
Yeah, that's great to hear. Now, Colleen, with the announcement from earlier last week regarding the community safety and well-being strategy, what has the reception been like from residents who read through the plan now that a bit more time has passed between the announcement?
Well, I haven't been out in the public a lot this last week because I've had a lot of meetings, but any feedback that I have had when I've been there is that they're glad that it is finally out and that we will be commencing. We've actually, you know, with Street Reach and a few other things, have already started working on the safety part of it. But the full plan itself is now available for everybody to read. If you go to thompson.ca, and you can just follow through, and the plan will pop up for you, and you can definitely read it on there.
Mm-hmm. Are there any dates set for the public consultations at this time that are set to take place either later this month or earlier next month? And how can people find out once those dates are set?
Okay, when the dates are set, Thompson.ca will definitely have those dates on. Right now, they had apparently told the persons that were at the first consultations that they will actually be getting an invite, and then there would be a public announcement for anybody else that wants to take part in them. And they're just finalizing some of the dates. So I don't think it's going to be in the too far future, so keep your eyes and ears peeled for the announcement.
Mm-hmm. I have a couple of listener questions here. The first one is asking about stray pets that the listener has been seeing recently. We've gone over this before, but just as a refresher, how does the city involved when it comes to stray animals in town, and what should residents do if they see one?
Well, it is an issue. Basically, it is still basically 204-677-7903 is animal control. Phone them, give them the sighting, if you do know the address where the strays are coming from, that is very helpful. If it is just a stray, even if you can get a picture of it possibly, and text, if you call 7903, there will be a line that you can, should give you a place where to either text or email the pictures so that it would help the animal control officer to pick them up.
Mm-hmm. And we also have a question about shopping carts ending up in places where they shouldn't be. Is that on the city or the retailers on getting the carts back to where they should be?
It's basically on the retailers to get the carts back where they should be. And they do have a couple persons that are responsible for picking up the carts. So if you know the store that they're coming from, you could call there. What we will do is send out a reminder to the retailers, especially before winter, to take a look around, get their people that are picking up carts to go and do that. So I'll talk to our communications about sending out that reminder as soon as I get off the phone.
Mm-hmm. And as you mentioned earlier, we are starting to see snowfall in Thompson. So what does that mean in terms of the cold weather protocol that the city has in place for people who are in the vulnerable population or don't have a place to stay in town, and there's not enough room in the shelter? So could you, does the city have that plan in place right now, and could you go over it at this time?
Okay, so that plan is in place, but is basically more of a cold weather policy. So it doesn't kick in till it's minus 25 or 30 below. So in the meantime, if persons go to the shelter that need help, they will point you in the proper direction of where you can get help if you're being stranded outside.
All right. Now, Colleen, there's a city council meeting coming up on Monday, so what's on the agenda?
See, the agenda isn't totally finalized. It will be by tomorrow, but right so far, what we have is our audited financial report is out. There's going to be a resolution to approve the Water Services Board to provide project management services, and that's basically for the water and sewer project and the road project, of which we got totaled $87 million a few months ago. So we're reaching out to get them to manage the projects for us, so they have easier access to contractors than we'll just be the over top of them, but they have the knowledgeable people that will take this on. And there's also a resolution for a Manitoba Hydro easement. So that's basically the two things. And then there's a resolution for the tabulation of prices for 3 3-quarter ton trucks for the city of Thompson. We had basically gone through our inventory of vehicles, and we've eliminated, I believe, 6 trucks, and these are 3 that have to be, come up with 3 that need to be replaced. And how that works is they sort of move down the line, the chain, so the new trucks are given where they'll last a lot longer, and some of the older trucks will possibly go to places like the landfill, where there's more toxic ground and that for driving on, and they get beaten up a little bit more. So it's a good plan that they've got in place over the last few years, and look forward to moving ahead in the future.
All right. And how can residents view the meeting or participate in it through the community feedback segment?
Okay. If you want to get a hold of Tammy at 204-677-7938 to register if you're coming in person, and or if you have a question that you want in community feedback, or if you want us to call you if you have a question, if you can't be here in person, that's the options to do it.
All right. Now, are there any public works or city updates to share today?
Our public works was still busy right up until yesterday, filling potholes, working on some curbs and things. So that definitely, if this weather doesn't turn any nastier, that will continue as long as we can for the weather. Some of the equipment I questioned at going in, getting ready for snow removal, they're actually on our older equipment. They're actually waiting for parts. Between COVID and the age of the equipment, some of the parts are anywhere from 6 to 8 weeks to 15 weeks away. So it's always a struggle. You start working on this stuff in the summer, and by the time you get the parts, we're just lucky we didn't have an early snowfall this year.
All right. Now, was there anything else you wanted to talk about today before we wrap up here?
No, I would just like to say that City Centre Mall, MKO, are honoring Treaty 5 territory, Nitsitwasik Cree Nation, and Homeland of Métis today at the City Centre Mall at approximately 4:30. There's a commemoration. If anybody would like to attend that, they're definitely welcome to acknowledge that City Centre Mall is basically represented as the hub of the north here for our shopping and that.
All right, sounds good. Well, thank you again, Colleen, for joining us this morning.
Okay, thank you for having me.
And if you have questions you'd like answered next week, email them in advance to chtmnews@arcticradio.ca. For City Beat here on 102.9 CHTM, I'm Navi Ball.
City Beat will be back next Thursday morning at 11:30 with more news about Thompson, only on 102.9 CHTM, your radio station.